Hi guys, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge, and my name is Christy. So today we have a TED video, and it's called What Reality Are You Creating For Yourself? So this can correlate to one of the saying that, you know, where you are right now is actually the consequences of every single decision that you've ever made in your entire life. So I think this video is quite inspirational, and let's take a look at today's sentence. We have arrived at a fundamental contradiction. What you see is a complex mental construction of your own making, but you experience it passively as a direct representation of the world around you. You create your own reality and you believe it. We have arrived at a fundamental contradiction. What you see is a complex mental construction of your own making, but you experience it passively as a direct representation of the world around you. You create your own reality and you believe it. 那么首先来看的第一个字呢是 fundamental。 Fundamental 呢指的是基础的。 For an example, logic is the fundamental skill for coding.逻辑啊，对于写 code 或者是写程式而言，它是一个非常基础的技能。那它的名词呢是 foundation， 指的是基础啊。那它也有是基金会的意思。那如果用在这个基础或者是基石呢，我们可以说 trust is a foundation of a relationship。信任呢是一段感情当中的基础。那如果用在基金会的话呢，我们就可以说 the foundation of education 等等，像是教育基金会就可以用这一个字。那还有另外一个他们很像的字呢是 found。found 除了当做找到的过去式，比如说 I found your watch。我找到你的手表了，那它也可以是建立啊，或者是创造的意思。像是我们可以说 This school was founded in 1985， 这间学校呢是在1985年的时候所建立的。那另外一个呢，跟他们发音也很像，叫做 fund， 那这边 use for 二的音，指的是资金的意思。再我们要来看是 contradiction， contradiction 的中音在 dic 的地方指的是矛盾的意思。那它的 tra 呢，这个发短音而的音，所以是 contradiction， 像是我们可以说 he is in a contradiction that he cannot sacrifice work for family， 他陷入一个两难啊，就是他没办法为了家人牺牲他的工作。那他的形容词呢则是 contradictory， 指的是矛盾的。那我们就可以说像是 you should consult your boss when it comes to such contradictory situation， 碰到这么矛盾棘手的问题啊，应该询问一下你老板的意见。那另外一个东西跟他们很像的叫做 paradox， 指的是一些像是似是而非的言论这样子。 paradox 它的中音在最前面的地方发 a， 那 ra 呢也是发短音 a 的音 para， 那后面 dox 呢则是发 ox。Paradox 指的是像是一些似是而非的言论，像是我们可以说 whether the chicken or the egg comes first has been a long debated paradox， 这个先有蛋还是先有鸡呢，是一个就是长久以来人们争论不休的言论。再我们来看的是 direct， direct 呢指的是指向啊，或者是针对的意思，它的重音在 RECT 的地方， DI 呢只有发短音而的音的，它比较不会有太明显的 I 的音，可是它会有 the direct 这种感觉。那我们可以说His argument during the meeting was completely directed toward his boss. 他在这个会议上的言论呢，完全啊都是针对他的老板所发的言论。那他的名词呢，则是 direction， 指的是方向啊，或者是方位。那我们可以说 Can you point me the direction of Taipei 101？ 你可不可以指给我，就是说让我知道台北101的方向为何呢？最后我们要来看的是 passive。 passive 指的是消极的，它的 PA 呢是在重音是 pa a 的音 passive。For example, surprisingly, he is quite passive when it comes to promotion. 令人讶异的是呢，对于升迁一事，他却是感到十分的消极。那他的反义词呢，则是 aggressive。那 aggressive 其实这个词在英文里面比较负面一点，就是通常我们要讲中文要讲他一个人很积极啊，不太会用 aggressive 这一个字。因为他在英文里面呢，很明显有一种就是野心太重啊，或者是具有侵略性的感觉。像是我们可以说He is quite aggressive and I'm not sure if he has his mindset straight. 他太有侵略性，也似乎太有野心，所以我不确定他的心态呢是否正确。 All right, so let's take a look at today's sentence one more time. We have arrived at a fundamental contradiction. What you see is a complex mental construction of your own making, but you experience it passively as a direct representation of the world around you. You create your own reality and you believe it. All right, so that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Remember to leave your recordings below, and I will challenge you guys tomorrow. Bye.